following program is intended for mature audiences.
Get off the babysitter. Put on your pants. Come out with your hands up.
They used to bounce messages across the earth. Shows. Everyone in the old world had a show. Do you think there's still somebody out there? Sending shows? Who knows? Those are the planes of silence.
The Vino Veritas, live from Burbank, California.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Tom Savino, bringing you the fine wine of select gripes. Drink up, enjoy another episode of Savino Veritas in Wine the Truth. Tonight, hear Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, French President Emmanuel Macron, former President of Mexico Vicente Fox, Canada's youthful Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, British humorists like John Cleese, German satirists shooting down, of all things, America's insanity with guns, and me with an original satire sung to the tune Norwegian Wood, skewering Trump's shithole country's policy. In a piece called Norwegians Should, tonight's international view of Donald Trump makes it crystal clear. We, the United States, are the laughing stock of the world. But remember, these French and Germans and British and Norwegian leaders are laughing at the butt of the joke, which in our case is King Khan himself, T-Rump. You're listening to Savino Veritas from Burbank, California, by way of Canada's SRN1. Enjoy!
You hear about Trump?
Be careful, son. I can sue you.
I'll object to that, Your Honor.
And this is an article from B2C, Business to Community, is the name of the website. It is a magazine, online magazine, and the article headline is Norway renaming itself Shithole.
Oh my God!
In solidarity with countries Donald Trump insulted is satirical news. That fits just right in here to Savino Veritas. Veritas is satire spelled backwards with a V for victory.
Now let me see, what is it you call your job? Oh, yes, public relations. Sounds like something pretty dirty to me.
Norway announcing the country has changed its name to Shithole in response to the controversy over President Donald Trump's reported comments on immigration is satire. There is no truth that Norway made the decision to change its name to the vulgar slut to stand with African countries, allegedly being insulted by Trump, with his recent comments made to lawmakers in the meeting about immigration. Comment.
Bing, bing, bong.
By Tom Savino. That's me.
You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Savino Veritas is satire, but it is truth.
My feelings exactly.
We aim for the truth. We have another motto of ours, and we're filled with mottos today. A lot of tomatoes. Yes, I have no tomatoes. I have lots of mottos. This motto from Savino Veritas is the truth, the half-truth, and nothing of the truth.
You can't handle the truth!
But sometimes we do hit the truth. We aim for it with satire. Trump allegedly made... I'm back to the article in case you didn't know. Trump allegedly made harsh comments with lawmakers in the Oval Office when they discussed protecting immigrants from Haiti, El Salvador, and African countries as part of a bipartisan immigration deal. Where did the fake news originate? Of course, now they're talking about the fake news of Norway calling itself Shithole. Breakingberg published the fake news article reporting that Norway had renamed itself Shithole in order to send a message to Trump. You can read the satire below, and I will read it to you, since you can't see this. Oslo Shithole. That's the byline, where it's from. After being singled out by President Trump as a preferable source of immigration compared to shithole nations like Haiti and many countries in Africa, Norway has taken the drastic step of renaming itself to show it does not approve of such behavior. Quote, "We Norwegians are a pragmatic people who don't much care what the country is called. If renaming it shithole sends a progressive message of goodwill, then that's what being Norwegian is all about." End quote. Comment.
Bing, bing, bong.
By TJ Sabino. Let's be. I like that progressive message. So the Norwegians are indeed progressive people. And as part of being progressive is goodwill. Unlike being the fascist regime, GOPers, peer, yeah, GOPers, there's a new name for you.
Brilliant!
Led by the head, the leader of the GOPers, Trump himself. Back to the article. However, there is no truth to the above story, according to Snoops, or is it Snopes? Snopes. Sorry.
You would need three promotions to get to be an asshole.
Snopes, which is that online website that's supposed to debunk things that are not true.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Oh, you betcha. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rather, Breakingberg is a satirical news site who took advantage of the recent controversy. NBC has reported that many in Norway have been saying thanks but no thanks to what they perceive as backhanded praise from the U.S. president, which came the same day he had met with Norwegian Prime Minister Erna Solberg. While Trump wants to welcome Norwegians rather than people from some other countries that he has reportedly called shitholes, the richest Scandinavians are not looking to come here. In fact, more people are moving from the United States to Norway than the other way around. In 2016, 895 people emigrated from the United States to Norway, while 502 went the other way, according to Statistics Norway. Here are some examples of people sharing this satirical news on social media. Linda Tucker at Linda_Tucker at Twitter says on Twitter, "Norway renames itself shithole in solidarity with countries Trump insulted." Advisor Rex T at Advisor Rex T on Twitter, "Norway renames itself shithole in solidarity with countries Trump insulted." Well, I'm just going to keep repeating the same thing over and over. Mohammed Abu Nassim said the same thing.
What it is, what's up?
What's up?
What it is, what's up?
What's up?
What it is, what's up?
What's up?
Pamela Fitzgerald said the same thing on Twitter. So, friends, we are indeed the laughing stock, the international laughing stock. Thank you, King Khan, Mr. T. Rump, leader of the GOPers.
Thank you.
that won't take from just anywhere. He only wants Nordics with white skin and blonde colored hair. So should you apply to live inside this USA, don't
is satire spelled backwards with a V for victory.
American, I'm sorry for everything.
Good evening, welcome to Have I Got News For You. I'm Charlie Brooker. In the news this week... On Ian's team tonight is an actress who, in an interview in 2015, said she was considering emigrating to the United States. I think she's just changed her mind. Please welcome Maureen Lipman. And with Paul tonight is a comedian who, on a programme this week, promised that if Trump won the election, he would never appear on television again. So please welcome shame-faced liar Rich Hall. The safest place to be.
I know.
We start...
Nope, I'm not coming up.
We start with the biggest stories of the week. Paul and Rich, can you see? Take a look at this.
Yes, let's have a look. I wonder what it's going to be. Oh, yeah, this is news that Toblerone has changed the shape of its chocolate. What's happened is the sort of the traditional sort of pyramid shape of the Toblerone, in order to save costs, have actually made the Toblerone gaps bigger. As you can see, a lot of these people are very angry about it. There we are.
Have you noticed anything else that's happened this week, Paul? Tuesday evening?
Oh, bingo night.
I can feel you.
Oh, Rich knows. He's more of an American than I am.
America's elected its first last president.
It's too depressing, it is. And I understand this is a comedy show, although I haven't seen any so far. Well,
We just had a whole lot of footage of Trump. I mean, it's not a comedy show. Do you see his family? It's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
You've got 4 years of comedy gold coming up. Cheer up. It may involve nuclear weapons and other countries, but it's going to be funny.
Did you see how the news was reported in the world's press?
Yeah, there were some brilliant headlines.
Here is one. That's the Newcastle Herald. Newcastle Herald. There's this one, a German newspaper. Finally, my favourite, this pithy Mexican entry. Do you think this means that misogyny and racial hatred are the way forward?
Not the way that Toblerone have handled it, no.
Everything he says can be underscored by the sound of a beer can opening. Mm. We need to get rid of these Mexicans. He wants to build a wall. I was in York last week.
Mm.
Three Mexican restaurants in the middle of town.
Mm.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's it.
It sounds like they're actually very progressive, his voters. They voted for... I mean, you know, it's bad news for minorities and women and all the other people, that many, many people he's insulted. But on the plus side, progressively, they've elected the first openly crazy man.
Yeah.
The most powerful office in the world.
Yeah, because they
believe... Which is a step forward.
They've
broken the rubber-padded ceiling.
It's great to be back on a cliff edge, you know?
Yeah.
With Hillary, you knew what you were going to get.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to get a woman who... I don't know anything about emails either, but she She deletes her history, but now we got a guy who's going to delete all history.
How did Trump echo Martin Luther King in his victory speech?
Well, Martin Luther King had a dream, and this guy's a nightmare.
He's a man who's so used to getting his own way, and now he won't be able to get his own way, despite the fact that everybody says, oh, you're the most powerful man in the world. He'll blow up, he'll say something about Angela Merkel, he'll try and knock off the Queen, he'll do something. He won't be able to control himself. It's a long way even before the inauguration.
I thought for a minute you said he'd going to try and knock up the Queen, which...
You get a man who stands in front of his country and says, I don't pay my... Oh, I don't pay my tax.
It's like he's here.
I don't pay my tax, and they think that's great. He's smart. He says, I don't pay my tax because the law doesn't make me. And they vote him in.
It's difficult to know what he could have said that would have put people off voting for him, as he seems to have said everything.
Yeah. He could have said, I am Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. You just have to accept there's a lot of dumb people on the planet.
Yeah. And that's why there's
ITV.
Any silver linings?
Yeah, he's going to have a court case as soon as he gets in, because there are three places taking him to court for Trump University, he created to teach people about real estate. And he didn't get any proper stuff, and he's made millions. He was charging them like $35,000 to just turn up and have someone chat to them about the housing market.
Are you suggesting that Donald Trump is a crook?
No, I'm suggesting that he's a moron, misogynist, sexist, vulgarian orange head.
Orange head. Which leads us back to Toblerone's new flavour for Christmas.
I've got a silver lining here.
Have you gone in?
One silver lining. Yeah. Katie Hopkins
said
she'll move to the USA if Trump got elected. So,
that's a good one.
Actually, I'm just gonna book her an Uber to get her. Can you think of any other silver linings?
I've never watched an election U.S. election unfold overnight from London, from watching the BBC overnight. And that's the way, if you want to watch America go down the dumper, watch it through the befuddled nocturnal fog of a man named Andrew Neil. Watch him. A man, he's just barely on top of everything. And he just sits there, and he had other people beside him. He looks like he's squeezed in like this. And then when they're not there, he still looks like he's squeezed in. Like his body's trying to eject itself. And he comes out, and he's trying to explain the Electoral College, and he doesn't quite, nobody quite gets it, because it's impossible to explain, and it just, somebody's got to get a 270. Somebody, and now you're watching his scoreboard at a bowling alley. And then finally they give up, and they just bring out this guy who just dances on a map. He just dances on a map, and he's trying to show all the states with his feet. He's going like, oh, there's Wisconsin, and there's Ohio, and oh, there's a red state turning blue. Oh, oh, I mean, Christ, Trump is becoming president, and the guy's playing Twister. And then finally, you know, there's just at the top of Andrew Neil's head, spray on thatch thing, and comes back up at 6:30 and says, oh, Trump's president, and great. Trump's president, I'm watching an acorn talk to me.
The longest TV review I've ever heard. There's no point in listening to anybody. I decided this after reading Newsprint for the last 2 years. Everyone was wrong about absolutely everything.
Mm. No one saw it coming.
Nearly all political punditry, nearly all political analysis turned out to be completely wrong. So it means you just don't have to read this stuff, you just guess. Mm. Everything they said would happen didn't happen. Everybody said Trump couldn't possibly win at every point, and it was all rubbish. No one knew anything.
Is that one good thing, that perhaps there'll be no more polls, because they're always wrong?
Mm.
What will they do instead of polls? They could just cut to a jazz band for 5 minutes on the news.
I think we should do entrails.
Yeah. Just the polls themselves. Has anybody here ever taken part in a poll? There you go. People aren't savvy enough to cut a wide berth when they see somebody coming at them with a clipboard.
The Sun did have a point. I mean, The Sun had
a silver... The Sun did have a point.
The
Sun had a point.
They had a silver lining. They printed a silver lining today. They said, he may be much less crazy than he sounds. He's grasping at straws.
This whole thing could be an undercover operation in order for him to become American president, where he can then reveal his true self.
Yeah, it's Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Who might be selected for Trump's team?
Ku Klux Klan?
Sarah Palin?
Well, Sarah Palin is rumoured to be in the running for Secretary of State.
You see?
love Sarah, love her. Who else? Someone closer to home.
Tony Oblerone. He's a Mexican, he's been brought in. Calm the waters.
There's someone who wants a job.
Nigel Farage. Yeah, he's over there. Oh, he's gone already. Mm. It's so sad to see him go, isn't it?
Yeah, he wants to be Trump's ambassador to the EU.
Yep.
He's going to be the ambassador.
Oh, no, go for it.
What's going to happen?
We've established the whole thing is comedy. Let's just go for it. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you tell me what was one of the first casualties of the election results?
The Canadian visitors' website shut down.
Yeah, right. Canada's citizenship and immigration website crashed because so many Americans were inquiring about moving there. I fancy somewhere further away than Canada, like Mars. Yeah. There's been these adverts on the BBC for somewhere called Planet Earth 2.
That's where we go.
Trump's potential to put the cat amongst the pigeons was spotted back in the early 90s. Mm. Who by?
Oh, is this Michael Moore or The Simpsons?
No, it's neither of them. It's Saint and Greavesy.
What? Saint and Greavesy?
Saint and Greavesy. Here's an interesting clip.
The draw for the fifth round of the Rumbelows League Cup. Assisting me with the draw are Jimmy Greaves, who will draw the home team, and Donald Trump, who will draw the away team.
Number five.
Leeds United.
Against number six.
Will play Manchester United.
Oh, Donald. You don't realise what you've done there.
This is the shock news for America that after all these years of trying to impose it on the rest of the world, democracy may, in fact, be shit. The Obamas are already making plans for handing over the White House to Donald Trump. They've hidden the nuclear codes and broken the hairdryer. Yet again, the opinion pollsters utterly failed to see the shock result coming. First Brexit, now this. Frankly, I'm off to put a tenner on Honey G to win the X Factor and Ched Evans to be voted Sports Personality of the Year.
Donald Trump has been elected President of the United States of America.
I've got a wedding I don't really want to go to in August. And you sort of think, well, I might get away with it.
Yeah.
Now, why have tensions been rising between North Korea and the United States? Paul and Richard, take a look at this.
Ah, yes, Butlins have announced their new opening. This guy doesn't know whether he's really popular or whether people are really afraid of him. We're hoping that's the extent of their missiles, and this is the most animated he's been some time, I think. That's what happens if people don't get on. So this is the nuclear war. It's not going to happen because Donald Trump, luckily, is in charge of all the negotiations, and his calm presence of mind will relieve everybody that thinks that we're going to be fried and blown up at any moment. So it's all absolutely fine, and everybody's lovely.
Yeah, I think he's a good guy.
Yeah.
I'm always amazed that Donald Trump is the same age as my mum. I always find that very weird. The only way my mum would go to nuclear war is if they cancelled Eggheads. And apart from that, there's nothing else that would... But isn't that weird? Mm.
My mum would 70. Go to nuclear war every day of the week. I'd have to power her down the whole time.
Well, I'm glad you've both got that out in the open.
Genuinely, I think that the prospect of our nuclear annihilation very soon could have some benefits.
Yeah.
Don't you think? I've got a wedding I don't really want to go to in August. And you sort of think, well, I might get away with it.
Yeah.
Now, why have tensions been rising between North Korea and the United States recently?
Trump was bored. He was bored of Syria. He was bored of his own country. He was bored of people with competent haircuts. And he just thought the fat kid over the sea will be the next one in line, the one with the shit missiles. We're going to go for it.
Stop slut-shaming Kim Jong-un.
And this is mutually assured lunacy. It's a new international policy. The Koreans have to believe that Trump is mad enough to launch a missile strike. And he is. So they now both are more wary. I'm just being hopeful.
Who did Donald Trump meet recently that he's hoping will rein in North Korea's threatening behaviour?
Was it me? President Xi.
Yes, he was invited to meet President Trump at Mar-a-Lago. During his meeting, what news did President Trump impart?
That he'd attacked Syria.
Let's have a look.
So what happens, as I said, we've just launched 59 missiles heading to Iraq.
Well, you headed to Syria?
Yes, heading toward Syria.
I'm really glad someone actually corrected him.
On a lighter note, President Trump and the First Lady hosted the annual White House Easter egg roll on Monday. Here's a picture of the launch. The President of the United States left.
Why is this rabbit wearing glasses? I'm not suggesting they shouldn't be wearing glasses, but I thought rabbits had good eyesight. He must be able to see North Korea from where he's standing. How many carrots does he eat? Sorry, I'm looking at the wrong one. Which one's the rabbit again?
Now, given that he was speaking to an excited group of young children eagerly awaiting to chase after coloured wooden eggs, what did Donald Trump say to get the Easter egg roll underway?
Nukem.
We can hear what he said.
Okay, we are good.
Let's see Trump launching the fun-filled kiddies event.
This is the 139th Easter egg roll. Think of it, 139. It began long time ago, 1878. And we will be stronger and bigger and better as a nation than ever before. We're right on track. You see what's happening, and we are right on track.
Why? Can I? Why did he?
He's got this hand thing going on the whole time. Is there anybody who signs for the deaf interpreting what the hand's actually saying?
Why might he be saying something.
Listen to him. He's an idiot. Listen to me. What's all this stuff that's going on? What's the matter with him?
What if it's help?
Help.
I'm trapped.
I'm trapped inside his body. I'm a 20-year-old woman from Wisconsin.
This takes something of a personal turn right now, because I have to ask you, what do I have in common with Donald Trump's advisor, Kellyanne Conway? Shall I tell you? By sheer coincidence, if I dress as a woman, we look identical.
Now, you're going to have to help us. Which one is which?
You've got a touch of the Mary Berries about you as well.
That sounds like you should see a doctor. And how did you find it? The power, the costume and the makeup and everything, how did it change you?
Yes, I was different. Mm. I was not fully a man anymore. Mm. The one area in which I was most a man were the high heels. Mm. Have you ever worn high heels?
Briefly. What do you think?
Meanwhile, South Korea's impeached president Park Geun-hye faces a criminal trial and, according to the Telegraph, could be jailed for life, which, given the regional tensions, could be anything up to 6 months. After tense negotiations take the world closer to Armageddon, leading figures continue discussions in the UN bar.
And so to round two, the one-armed bandit of news. Fingers on buzzers, please. And here's the first one. Trump.
He's excelled himself. He's shocked even America by sacking a man who's investigating him.
Mr. Comey's in trouble. But he only knew he was in trouble because he was actually attending an FBI staff meeting. And something came on the television behind that he'd been sacked, and he said, well, that's such a joke, you guys.
He thought he was being pranked.
Yeah, FBI director thought he was being pranked.
Perhaps he should have just maintained that line.
Yeah.
And then Trump said, no, you're fired. Oh.
Quite shocking, isn't it?
It's doubly shocking because he's replaced him with Melania Trump.
No, she'd lock him up.
I have no evidence for that.
What was the official reason for this shock dismissal of James Comey?
Because he's bad at his job. He's so bad at his job that I am still the president.
That's his idea.
He's failed to catch me. How bad is it?
What has Donald Trump written in his letter to James Comey? What did he write?
Is that where he said, you're terminated?
Yeah.
That's right.
It's like being on The Apprentice, isn't it? He just said, you're fired.
Yeah, he said, you're terminated. He was mixing up his programmes.
And then James Comey got a wheelie suitcase and had to walk out.
Get in a taxi.
Had to sit in a taxi and go, I thought I did well, actually.
And let's just remind ourselves of the president's signature. Absolutely nothing unhinged in that.
If that was on a life support machine, you'd be in trouble, wouldn't you?
How did the White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer try to avoid reporters' questions?
They hid in the bushes while he talked to some members of the press.
Oh, you're kidding?
Yeah. No, it's true.
They are completely nuts now, aren't they?
Sean Spicer actually hid in some bushes in the White House garden. Only agreed to answer questions if the cameraman turned out their lights.
He's doing Halloween 4.
This is true. This is actual true. After carrying this story, the Washington Post then published this correction. This story has been updated to more precisely describe Sean Spicer's location in the minutes before he briefed reporters. Spicer huddled with his staff among bushes in the White House grounds, not in the bushes. As the story originally stated.
I'm trying to work out he was talking to two bushes, ex-President Bush and the other President Bush.
What did we learn about Donald Trump's exercise routine this week?
That he doesn't have one.
That's right. He doesn't do any.
Nope.
He believes that in order to live longer, we should not do any exercise.
This is good news.
Finally, there's been some more shock news on the jobs front. Mm. Anyone know who's resigned this week? It's actually Marlene McGregory from Glasgow, who's quit her job as a cleaner with this resignation letter. Dear Mr. McGilray, notice of termination of employment. The job's crap and I'm leaving. I'll not be back after June 30th. Can't wait. Good luck in getting some other mug to clean your place. Cheerio, Marlene. That was my off-the-cuff Scottish accent.
Yeah. I didn't think the show would end up with me accusing you of racism.
Now, this, of course, is the controversial sacking of FBI chief James Comey. The decision to sack Mr. Comey came from the very top. Vladimir Putin. Fingers on buzzers, teams. Here's the next one.
Dermot, what first brought you into show business?
Well, John, it's an interesting question. We haven't got all night, of course, but I don't know how this happened during the break, but this guy's very, very convincing. I'm still here with the brilliant John Cleese and Charlize Patiri. John, so you're over here at the moment. You spend a lot of time UK, US?
Well, I work a lot in the US because they're such fans of Python.
Yeah.
It's very easy to earn good money there. And I don't have to be here in the winter, which I refuse to do. I mean, people have a bucket list, and I have one thing on my bucket list, which is that I never want to be cold again.
As objectively as you can, if such a thing is possible, how have you noticed that America's different now Trump's in power?
Does the Pope shit in the wood?
In what way, though? Because we see it, obviously,
it's
here from the news.
It's completely mad.
What, on the ground there, do you feel it?
People don't want to admit how mad it is. But Eric and I were on tour, and we went on stage the night after the election. And we get out in front of 2,000 people, and they're sitting there like this. They cannot believe what's happened. And we said, it's our duty to cheer you up tonight. They all roared and clapped. But it's completely mad. I mean, the guy says, what, 3 days ago? He says, I've sent an armada towards North Korea. And then we find 2 days later that it's actually sailing in the opposite direction. So I think that's what people say, except that the Trump supporters are still at about 38-39%. They still think he's great.
Yeah.
But these are the stupidest people you've ever met. The one I thought was just wonderful, there was a woman on supporting him, and somebody said, what do you feel about that time when he was recorded on the bus saying, if you'll forgive me saying so, that if you're a celebrity, women expect you to grab them or grab their pussy? And she said he would never have said that if he'd known he was being recorded.
Veritas is satire spelled backwards. With a V for victory.
Savino Veritas in Wine the Truth. This is Artist D.
And Anne-Marie from Up All Night on For Culture Radio.
Have you got any wine, Anne-Marie?
I'm completely intoxicated.
We love to wine. We drink wine. We listen to Savino Veritas every week at JuiceTalk.com. Don't we love Tom?
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
How you doing?
The fabulous
game
show.
All tied up, spread eagle.
Veritas is satire spelled backwards.
Welcome to
Up
All Night.
Good evening,
guys. Hey, Steve. How are you, man? JuiceTalk.com.
Hello, it's me, Vicente Fox, with another message for last year's rotting Halloween pumpkin. Donald, every time I make fun of you, which I do a lot, people say, why can't you be our president? America, I feel your pain. We all do. And that is why today I'm proud to announce my candidacy for president of the United States. Neat, right? Thank you, Colt. Now I know, a lot of you will say, how can you be president? You're a Mexican. And to those people, I have three words. Donald, fucking Trump. If that were not baseball glove, tightly gripping a turd can be president, then, amigos, anyone can. America, I ask for your votes. And in return, these are my promises. I promise to save the American taxpayers money by having Chino Little inauguration. Bigger than Trump's, of course, but it's still very, very small. I promise to put together a competent cabinet after this current disgrace. Donald, you have the worst team since the team that was beaten by Air Bud, a basketball-playing golden retriever who has no hands, which are so, so necessary for the sport of basketball. I promise to build a beautiful wall. And believe me, Mexico will be happy to pay for this one. Unless Donald has moved to a new home, which already has a wall. I promise to never defend Nazis. Donald, what the fuck is wrong with you? Now I was going to promise to undo all of Donald's hateful legislation. But amigo, you haven't passed a fucking thing. I'm not even president yet, and we have both passed the same amount of substantial legislation. I, a foreigner who lives in another country, have passed zero. And you, the President of the United States, have also passed zero. I got the zero without even trying to pass anything. And you, you're trying your hardest, but you are also still at zero. Donald, you suck so much at this job. If they ever do a Mount Rushmore for shitty presidents, it will just be your bloated orange head four times. Yuck. Now, America, I know campaigning is more than just promises. You want the razzle-dazzle. Some of our local musicians have helped me with a campaign song. Catchy, right? And I know you have come to expect hats now. So I have ordered 5 million of this. Always ask before grabbing a pussy. You like? I have some other ones. 65 million is more than 62 million. Putin is not my puppy. Trump has baby fingers. Not afraid of stairs. America, the rest of the world looks up to you. We're counting on you. So you don't have to vote for me, but please elect someone who will make a better president than Donald Trump. Like this mug or this tape. Hell, at this point, we will even take another Bush.
This ad was paid for by the ghost of Donald Trump's dead dad, who was looking up from hell with shame in his eyes.
Happy to say that our mass shootings have gone down in the last few months. Nothing major happened, but of course that's kind of an anomaly in itself that nothing has happened, and the world knows it, and we're a laughing stock in the world. Not because we are killing each other on a mass level, but because we are so stupid to allow for so many guns in this country. And the Germans have a wonderful satire about our stupidity, and here it is.
Dear fellow Europeans, a devastating humanitarian crisis is threatening a small country on the coast of North America, the United States of America. 24,000 injured, 11,000 dead this year alone. Every day, 40 U.S. citizens die because of a terrible epidemic. Nonsensical rifle addiction. NRA is a constitutional disorder caused by a dysfunction of the prefrontal Second Amendment in the nonsensical cortex, causing patients to shoot people. It starts with an innocent Colt, but soon patients will show signs of shotguns, sniper rifles, and M16s even. Often, patients use silencers to hide their condition. People who suffer from NRA have a big impact on their environment. Family, classmates, and random strangers struggle with fatigue, anxiety, and the feeling of getting shot in the face. NRA is highly contagious. Parents often pass it on to their children. This happens automatically or semi-automatically. Scientists still can't explain why, but while it's spreading like wildfire throughout the U.S., NRA seems unable to cross the ocean. or the Canadian border. Nonsensical rifle addiction is hard to eradicate. People with the most severe form of NRA are often in hard-to-reach places like rural areas or Congress. Many Americans are desperate.
911, what's your emergency?
I'm wounded. I need thoughts and prayers.
I'll send an ambulance, sir.
No, I said thoughts and prayers.
But we Europeans can help. Programs have been initiated, like the Nonsensical Rifle Addiction Anonymous, the NRAA.
Hi, I'm Mike. I haven't shot anyone in 6 years and 41 days.
But more help is needed, urgently. We cannot turn away, so donate now. Text STOP NRA to 003122222. With your contribution, the Red Cross can send airplanes to drop water, blankets, facts, insights, statistics, and truth bombs. Yes, those are bullet points, because bullet points don't kill people. Ignorance kills people. Let's help the American people fire congressmen instead of guns. Say nay to NRA.
Contributors must be over 18 years old. Your money may be used for scientific research or to bribe Republican senators.
Hello, I'm Adolf Hitler. Remember this? Those were the days of World War II. My war, and probably your war too. Ah, war-torn Dresden, Berlin when it was won, Alsace-Lorraine, and who could forget the Warsaw ghettos? Now you can preserve all these wonderful memories with the songs that captured entire continents. Now the people at Stalag House have put together a collection of the most beloved songs of the master race. This two-album set contains such great oldies as Spy on Your Mother for the Fatherland, Heil Heil, the Gang's All Here, and my personal favorite, Deutschland über Alles. This was one of Eva's favorites. There's Goebbels with his first big hit, Gering My Way. You'll get the original recording of the dance furore of the times, the Goose Step.
You will do the Goose Step.
All these recordings were commissioned personally by me and were recorded at SS Sound Studios. There's Rommel and the Panzers, Thanks a Lot. How are things with Mussolini? Russian to the Front. Gestapo in the Name of Love by the Supremacists, and many, many more. The price is only $19.32 for records and $19.45 for tapes. And if you act now, you'll get Poland. So remember, today the album, tomorrow, who knows? Here's how to order.
To get your Adolf Hitler album, send to Tomorrow the World, care of Martin Borman, Argentina.
Well, that was a phony commercial. We were just kidding around. And now, here's a real dead air break.
Well, our King Khan had his medical exam this week, and suspiciously, he was just 1 pound shy of being obese. Don't you find that suspicious? I find that very, very suspicious. Anyway, he's 1 pound shy of obese, and one brick shy of a load, mentally. Let's face it. You may recall that at the beginning of Trump's presidency, which is just 2 days away from a year, his first world-shattering misstep was insulting the Prime Minister of Australia about immigration, his favorite subject. Well, in tonight's episode, we are looking at how the world is laughing at us. Prime Minister Turnbull, has certainly had a chance to get back at Trump. And here he is talking to a crowd of people in Australia, a very funny bit imitating our so-called president. Let's listen.
Donald and I, we are winning and winning in the polls. We are winning so much. We are winning like we have never won.
done before. We are winning in the polls. We are. Not the fake polls. Not the fake polls. They're the ones we're not winning in. We're winning in the real polls. You know, the online polls. They are so easy to read. Did you know that? I know that. Did you know that? I kind of know that. I know that. They are so easy to win. I have this Russian guy. Believe me, it's true. It is true.
I love fighting for the flag.
It's all he talks about.
The number one golf course in the state of California.
Yeah, it's a nice course. But what's important is this flag and its message of freedom, a message as important to Donald Trump as it was to the 13 original colonies.
I don't know what the 13 stripes represent.
Still, it's a nice course.
Stirring up the crowd, President Trump taking to the field before the NCAA College Football National Championship in Atlanta. And tonight there are reports, like one from the New York Daily News, claiming that the president appeared to say the words wrong during the national anthem.
To settle this debate, The Late Show has obtained President Trump's isolated vocals.
Cheese in my mouth every night. Going to jail. Guilty. Boobs shake and butt stuff. Red Square, my best buddy lives there. Prunes through the night, keeps my duty just right. How much does that sloppy Steve Bannon weigh? Love TV, and I have like big brains.
Just about ready for kickoff. Some of the players are kneeling down.
When those ungrateful traitors on the field take a knee,
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Fight back and stake a knee. Don't take a knee. Stake a claim and zap a cap.
Bing!
A kneecap with Stake a Knee. Stake a Knee is an Android or iPhone app developed by AT&T, Comcast, Verizon, Koch Industries, Pepsi, Kellogg's, General Mills, Coca-Cola, Papa John's Pizza, KFC, Budweiser, Hobby Lobby, and more. With your Stake a Knee app, you can zap a laser-sharp corporate logo of any one of those companies and reach tens of millions of NFL TV viewers. Zap! On the cap.
Bing.
That's right. Right on the cap of the exposed knee of the un-American protester you hate the most. That's right. Enjoy the feeling of revenge as those half-kneeling ingrates on the field unwittingly spread the comforting message of our shared real American values. And they'll never know it. Imagine Colin Kaepernick beaming out to the world Nestle Quick on his knee while you know you put it there with your Stake a Knee. How does it work? Who cares? Don't take a knee. Stake a claim and zap a cap. A kneecap.
Bing.
With Stake a Knee. Don't take a knee. Stake a knee. Right from the comfort of your couch, right at your fingertips, touch your screen, choose a logo, and zap.
Bing.
Right on the cap of a Suggs, Evans, or Kaepernick knee. When they take a knee, stake a knee. Providers, minutes, and data usage charges will apply while using Stake a Knee. Stake a Knee phone carriers and corporations worldwide are not responsible for disruptions in church services. Should Stake a Knee be used on parishioners during prayer?
Bonjour. President of France, Macron skewers Donald Trump.
Tonight, I wish to tell the United States, France believes in you. The world believes in you. I know that you are today the President of the United States, Donald Trump, announced his decision to withdraw the United States from the Paris Agreement. I do respect this decision, but I do think it is an actual mistake, both for the US and for our planet. Tonight, I wish to tell the United States, France believes in you. The world believes in you. I know that you are a great nation. I know your history, our common history. To all scientists, engineers, entrepreneurs, responsible citizens who were disappointed by the decision of the President of the United States, I want to say that they will find in France a second homeland. I call on them, come and work here with us, to work together on concrete solutions for our climate, our environment. I can assure you, France will not give up the fight. I call on you to remain confident. We will succeed, because we are fully committed. Because wherever we live, whoever we are, we all share the same responsibility. Make our planet great again. Thank you.
Our neighbors to the north, Canada, have an impressive prime minister in Trudeau who explains quantum computing. And we juxtapose that with Donald Trump's insightful explanation of the nature of uranium.
Normal computers work either there's power going through a wire or not. It's one or a zero. They're binary systems. What quantum states allow for is much more complex information to be encoded into a single bit. Regular computer bit is either a one or a zero, on or off. A quantum state can be much more complex than that because, as we know, things can be both particle and wave at the same times, and the uncertainty around quantum states allows us to encode more information into a much smaller computer. So that's what's exciting about quantum computing, and that's what we're doing.
You know what uranium is, right? It's a thing called nuclear weapons and other things, like lots of things are done with uranium, including some bad things. Wrong.
Thanks for tuning in this and every Thursday evening at 11 p.m. Eastern Time and 8 p.m. Pacific Time and all the times in between here at Savino Veritas, the fine wine of select gripes. I'll be with you again next Thursday and every Thursday and 24/7 at the Too Cool for School website, juicedtalk.com. That's juicedtalk.com. Remember, I may be joking, but I'm never kidding. Peace.
It's a funny thing. When we were kids, we were all afraid of the dark. And we grew up, and we weren't afraid anymore, but it's funny how a big lie can make us all kids again.
Be careful, son. I can sue you.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
The end.
By George, he's got it. It is the end.
No, that'll be all. Just be sure to lock the door behind you on your way out. Good night.